Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm waiting somewhere and I have some time to kill, so I thought, you know what? Why not record a podcast? This is a podcast about my adventures as a retail investor. Started with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the mother of all short squeezes, and now I have over 1.6 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. 1.6 trillion. Keeps going up. Price is this low, I'm grabbing it, but I don't plan on keeping it. Plan on all the Grumpy Cat that I'm grabbing now. I want to, in the back of my mind, I'm going to be using it for promotions, for donations. This is the war chest. Not to sound dramatic, but this is when you accumulate the stuff you want to use for promotion. Not when it goes back up and it's more expensive, but mentally, you know, you get, say, I'm going to get 50 billion. I'm going to get 100 billion. With the expectation I'm going to use it, give it away, contest, promotion, donation, whatever it is that benefits the project, now's the time to grab it when it's super cheap. Because even if we just go into the 60s, now it's twice as much. Or you're looking at the investment paid for itself. If we eat a zero, that's, you know, three times. So anyway, that's my plan. I haven't done a whole lot. I'm very busy working on it. It's hard when you work full-time to have the time when you're doing a big project, but you know, one step at a time. And I can't wait to present it to the Grumpy Cat community. But here's the thing, when I present it to them, it's not necessarily to ask for help, although help would be welcome. It's more to get feedback and get thoughts, but not for approval, and not like, hey, if we all chip in, we can do this. I take it upon myself to do what I'm going to do. And because of the low price in Grumpy Cat, I was able to acquire enough of it that I would keep a substantial bag of Grumpy Cat. But now I've got the resources to have some fun with it and put in place a plan that I think will carry Grumpy Cat coin into the top three meme coins. And I would only say this, you know, Doge wants to get to a dollar. That's their dream. Now, I don't have any Dogecoin. So do I really care if Dogecoin gets to a dollar? I guess it's good for crypto, but I'm more in line with Bitcoin. I don't really have a lot of Bitcoin. I think I have like a buck or two, if that. I usually buy like a dollar as a barometer. If I start a big project, I usually get a dollar's worth of Bitcoin just to kind of see from that moment in time, you know, did Bitcoin go, if it's $1.50, well, I know Bitcoin went up, you know, 50%. If it's 75 cents, then I know Bitcoin's gone down 25% since I started that big project. So that's why every once in a while I'll have a dollar's worth of Bitcoin or something else in my account. And it's just to keep track, just to have a gauge of it. But when Bitcoin goes up, that's good for all of crypto. All of crypto tends to go up when Bitcoin goes up. And when Bitcoin goes down, all of crypto tends to go down as well. So I kind of care about Bitcoin, even though I don't have a big investment in it. I do have a big investment in Grumpy Cat coin. So Bitcoin affects it. In a way, you could say I am a stakeholder in Bitcoin. Not directly that it's financially going to benefit me, the exact price of Bitcoin, but it does benefit me because when Bitcoin goes up, other things go up. Not necessarily with Doge or Shiba Inu. I suppose it could, but it's not quite as direct as Bitcoin. So when Doge goes to a dollar, will I really care? Not really. I wasn't going to be able to buy enough Doge, as cheap as it is, to change my life. And that's the whole point, is life-changing money. It's not to get a few thousand dollars here, a few thousand dollars there. Not a bad strategy if you can do it. That's just not what I'm in it for. I want the big payday. I want the jackpot. I want the life-changing money. That's the gamble. And Shiba Inu to a penny. That was the other thing, the 1 cent dream. Shiba Inu to a penny. Again, I did have some Shiba Inu. I got out of it though. And it always kind of, it does nag at me. I have 1.6 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. If Grumpy Cat coin even has some modest run, I'll be well taken care of, right? But that, I had 40 million Shiba Inu coins. It's always in the back of my mind. Until Grumpy Cat pays off, it's always in the back of my mind. You know, I did have 40 million Shiba Inu. But all the money I could have used to buy that 40 million Shiba Inu back cheap at times, you know, you could have got it back at a good price. I said, you know, put it in Grumpy Cat, even though you should be diversified. I will say this again. I don't do responsible trading. I do high risk investing, high risk and high risk chance of failure. So please, you know, this podcast is not financial advice. And the stuff that I do is very high risk, whether it was AMC, which backfired horribly, or, you know, getting into Grump Cat, which, you know, the jury's still out. I think we've got a solid community. We've gone down in price, but that's okay. I've used it to increase my position and we've stabilized. And the core community, the people that are going to make this project a success, they're still there. They're still acquiring. Every day we're holding space calls. Creative team still there. So that's what I look to when I think about the risk in Grumpy Cat is that core team. Are we still there? Are we still holding? Are we still bonding? Are we getting along? And we're doing all of that. So that's great. But I don't really care if Dogecoin goes to a dollar. I'm happy for people that have Dogecoin. Same thing with Shiba Inu. Shiba Inu at a penny. If anything, if I'm taking care of Grumpy Cat, then that's great. If Grumpy Cat fails and I should have, you know, bought back my position in Shiba Inu, yeah, I'll probably have a little bit of emotion about, you know, being out of Shiba Inu. But as for, you know, directly going to a penny, it doesn't, not that, you know, I'm not a stakeholder anymore. I don't really care. So why would somebody care about the price of Grumpy Cat? Why would somebody want to buy Grumpy Cat? Well, we're a good project. We're going to the moon. Every project says that. Every project says that. The good ones, the bad ones, the pump and dumps, the long-term holds, they all say they're a good project, they're going to the moon. We're so early. Why should someone buy Grumpy Cat? And that's the plan that I'm working on, is giving as many people as I can a reason to care about Grumpy Cat, even if it's a passing interest, that people would want to know what the price is for Grumpy Cat. And they would root for the price of Grumpy Cat to go up, because they know if the price of Grumpy Cat goes up, good things are going to happen. And that's what I'm working on behind the scenes. Like I said, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more bandwidth to do it, but I do the best I can. I feel bad for the time that it does take up to do it. But I also know if it's successful, then I'll have a lot more time and a lot more bandwidth to do other things. And that's what I hope. Although it's kind of like Walter White in Breaking Bad. He always says he's doing it for his family. I'm doing it for my family. And it only hurt his family that all these good intentions, that's what the road to hell is paved with, good intentions. And finally, in the end, he says, okay, I did it because it made me feel alive. I was good at, you know, he loved it. He was good at something and he was passionate about it. And that to a certain extent is true as well. I enjoy investing. I enjoy making videos. I enjoy being a part of the community and coming up with ideas. But in all honesty, I want more bandwidth for my family, for myself, for my house. And the only way I'm going to get it at this point is if something big happens. Because right now, just grinding it out, 9 to 5 every day, my wife's working full time, more than 9 to 5. She works at home, but long hours because she takes time out to do most of the work with the kids. And, you know, we barely get through the week. We have the weekend. And then if there's a birthday party or a family thing going on, that takes up a big part of the weekend. And it's tough. So for me, I've said that people that don't have to work 9 to 5 jobs, they live twice as long, because that 9 to 5 part during the week, it kills your life. You know, you figure you're going to have some hours for sleeping and then some hours for getting ready for work, getting home from work, then the actual work. And then you know, you'll get a couple hours maybe during the week, Monday through Friday. And now the weekend, everybody, you know, if you don't work on the weekend, then you're just like the people that don't work Monday through Friday. But Monday through Friday, that adds up. And essentially they have, if you want to call life your time on the weekend when you can kind of do what you want, those people that don't work 9 to 5 jobs Monday through Friday, they live twice as long as the rest of us because they don't have that job that they go to every day. Anyway, and that's why I do what I do. I'll have more details on the actual project itself. I'm just kind of working things out. But I'm excited. I just wish I had more time, that's all. But right now I've got time, you know, hanging out in the parking lot. So I want to say a few things about AMC. You know, it breaks my heart. Every once in a while, I'll see AMC tick past $7, $7.20, $7.25 or something. And then you think, okay, maybe these hardcore apes that are still at it, maybe they're going to have the last laugh. And then it dumps right back down to $6 and change. It is horrible. We've already heard Ken Griffin say that active managers control the prices. They manipulate. He openly said it, that everybody wants stability in the market and continuity, and it's active managers that manage the price of stocks to what they think the value should be. Not supply and demand. What they think the value should be. Can I interpret that for you? There ain't going to be no MOAS. They're going to do everything they can to screw the apes. They will not let you have it. They will take your orders and they will shove them in the dark pool. They will put your sell orders all up front, right through the legit exchange. All the positive stuff goes right in the toilet and has no effect. They control the game. The SEC does nothing to stop them, whether it's loopholes or whether it's the SEC says, you know what, it's best. We don't want the wild, wild west. We don't want stocks going up to from $7 to $1,000 to $20,000. Because then what will people think of the stock market? They won't trust it. They'll think it's a casino. So the SEC doesn't enforce anything. And then they all go to work for the market makers, for the hedge funds that are shorting all this stuff. They're not going to enforce anything. And then you got Adam Aron and the AMC insiders. Whoop-de-doo. He just finished, you know, selling all the stock shares that he created. And AMC went up a little bit because everybody thought, okay, they're going to stop selling stock and maybe the price can go up now. Till he starts selling shares again, he's going to need more shares in the future. So even if we do tick up, he's just going to sell more shares. And when he does that, more dilution, price goes down. Bam. So you have the market makers that aren't going to have the MOAS happen. You have the government people. They're not going to do anything to let the MOAS happen. And you have AMC itself, Adam Aron and the AMC insiders. They aren't going to let the MOAS happen. Now, can AMC ever get back to anywhere close to where it was? Even when it was in the toilet? I doubt it. Maybe. I don't know. For me, you know, if AMC gets back to $35, it gets a little interesting. You know, I'd be in the black on some of my holdings. I'd need it to probably get to, you know, I don't know, $50-$80 for some of my IRA stuff to finally, you know, catch up. Like this, and the stuff that I'm in, the accounts I'm in profit in make up for the ones I'm down in. I don't know where that break-even point is at this point. And I thought about buying more shares just to lower that average. And I say, why? Why give these people more money? You know, put it in Grumpy Cat. Put it in something else to make your money back. And that's my point. All these hardcore apes, they're still out there. Buy popcorn, go to the movies. We can do this. No, you can't. I don't believe you can. I believe this thing is rigged. You have three factors that will, you know, that are there to work against us. The market makers, the SEC, and Adam Aron and AMC. None of them want the MOAS to happen. If we're lucky, AMC, you know, gets back past $8, $9, $10, which is what? The regular price, the real price before they stole all the shares from us. $1. AMC gets to $10 right now. You see that ticker that says $10? That's AMC at $1. Garbage. And I think that's the hard thing. You know, all the people that were spreading FUD. I hate that I have to admit this. It kills me to admit this. But at this moment in time, they were right. All the people who told you, get out of AMC, get out, sell it, get out. At this point, they were right. And you would have made a lot of money. Or no, you would have saved money. I don't know if you would have made money. But you could have gotten out of that position where you were. And then if you wanted to buy your shares back, you could buy them back for pennies now. Literally pennies. AMC is like technically 67 cents a share right now. And it's heartbreaking. But I'm not going to sit around waiting for Adam Aaron. I'm not going to put any more money in popcorn, hoping for my money to come back from AMC. I'm finding other ways. And I tried to get other apes to follow me, to listen, and they won't. They'll call me, you're just a grifter. You're pumping a shit coin. You're a shiller. And at a certain point, you say, you know what? You do you. You do you. I'm going to find the people that understand the simple basics, that if you find a good project with good people and you know what you can do if you hold instead of pumping and dumping and scalping everybody, if you can honestly hold and drive up the value of that project and hang in there in the lean times, that's what Shiba Inu did. And that's what all the top cryptos did at some point. They have that core team, the core believer, and people that didn't give up and they held. And that's what I believe about Grumpy Cat. And I think something else is going to come into play if I have anything to do with it. That's my hope, that we can give people a reason to root for Grumpy Cat Coin to do well. And that's, I can't wait till, you know, it happens. I know it's going to be hard. I go back and forth. I still haven't thought it all the way through exactly how to do it. Because nothing's going to be perfect. If you do it this way, you're going to have an issue. If you do it the other way, you're going to have an issue. You just have to understand what are the issues that you're willing to accept and take responsibility for and go forward. But anyway, I really wish AMC would go up, you know. I really do. And I feel so bad for my fellow AMC apes. I haven't sold the vast majority of my shares. They're still there. But it's just that, you know, you're at a 90% loss. Why sell? Even though it has crossed my mind that even at a 90% loss, I could take what I have now, sell it, and put it into Grumpy Cat. And then if Grumpy Cat explodes, you make that money up. But I can't do that. I can't do that. I want to keep those AMC shares there as a reminder to how corrupt the system is. And I hope I get some money and I can keep those shares there. I have 2 trillion Picker Rick coins, which was a pump and dump, which was a scam coin or just garbage. Thank God I only invested $40, but for $40, I got two trillion Picker Rick coins, $40. They're worth about 35 cents right now. So you can see those are definitely in the toilet. But I keep them. I like them there because it reminds me, don't chase garbage. Could be one of the best investments I ever made because it reminds me, don't chase garbage. Don't do that. Find the good project. Fight for your project. Build with your team. Give people a reason to buy your project. And it can't just be, well, you're going to get rich. You're going to make money. Because everybody says that. Everybody says that. And that's really when you're pumping. You don't, you know, that they see the chart and that motivates them to buy. Why would they buy it when it's down, when it's struggling, when you need someone to buy it? It's like they say these people that get rich and famous and all of a sudden people start giving them stuff for free. And they note that, you know, when I was poor and struggling, nobody gave me anything for free. But now that I have money, that I'm rich and famous, now everybody gives me stuff for free. So the time you need people to buy it, you're probably already running as a project. The time you need people to buy and invest is when you're struggling a little bit. So there it is. Why do you give people, as I watch a little Porsche Carrera zip by, why do you give people a reason to buy your project? And that's what I'm working on. Anyway, good luck with all your investments. Thanks for listening. And hopefully I'll be able to go into more details about the project I'm working on for Grumpy Cat. Thanks, everybody.